how to navigate the new shoals of technology with kids. Researchers say most children between the ages of 4 and 7 have used a smartphone, mostly to play games, but 6% have their own. Is that okay? Research is just starting, but in its newest recommendations last month, the American Academy of Pediatrics said all media have potentially negative effects and no known positive effects for children younger than 2. Author Sue Palmer, whose book is Toxic Childhood, says technology before the age of 7 can damage brain development, and the Waldorf schools severely limit technology for just that reason. But what if technology can get your child reading? They have an app for that. Here's one, Magic School Bus Oceans.
Blue crabs have back legs shaped like paddles, so they are great swimmers. They are also quick to snap their sharp pincers.
Mary Ann Scheuer is one of the believers, one of the people who believes that apps can get kids to books. And she's the school librarian at the Emerson Elementary School in Berkeley, California. She writes a blog called Great Kid Books and joins us on the line from the studios of the UCLA Berkeley School of Journalism. So, Mary Ann, you've decided to go with some of these apps, but address a couple of these concerns, in particular that too much technology can limit a child's brain development.
What I find in watching young children interact with this technology is it's the addictive nature of games that I worry about. In looking at whether it's a book app that has a story that's coming to life and asking the child to create their own interaction with the book, or if it's a math game or a science game, it seems to have a different effect on the child's brain and that addictive nature than a repetitive game.
Well, let's talk about that, because you've got some apps here. And just to get a sense, we mentioned Magic School Bus Oceans. It's a book about a classroom of kids that explores the ocean from the Magic School Bus. It came out last year.
We are now passing over the continental shelf,
she said.
That's the area that stretches from the shore to where the water is 400 to 600 feet deep.
Okay, so I'm deep into the Magic School Bus Oceans now, Marianne. But this isn't just about kids listening to a story being told to them or reading a story like an e-book. What is it?
I'm amazed at how this app, the Magic School Bus app, combines the book that's printed that we've all known and love, the movies that teachers have used in their classroom, but made it so that children are controlling the experience and deciding when and where to look at. If you go in this app, first of all, they're just putting a small amount of the words on a page, and they're highlighting the words as you go. So a child is actually reading along with the narration.
Fish, fish, and more fish.
This is the deep sea divers.
Yeah. Many kinds of fish swim in large groups called schools,
said Miss Frizzle.
I can also tap videos of different kinds of jellyfish. Very cool.
It's much more interactive than the videos that teachers have been showing in their class for years.
Let's look at another one. Bobo Explores Light.
First of all, it's tapping into kids' humor. I mean, don't you hear the two of us giggling as Bobo comes and brings this table of contents here?
Bobo's a little robot. But as a librarian, how do you feel about kids doing this instead of putting their noses in a book?
It's interesting. A couple of questions that I'd like to think about. One is, do book apps like these help children develop early reading skills as preschoolers? Do they help them learn to enjoy stories? Do they help them learn to develop the patterns that we use to go and read stories as a regular book? And I think the answer is a definite yes. And there are a couple of reasons for this. First of all, when you open a book app like the Mr. Brown Can Moo app, you've got all the rhyming and the sound recognition that is inherent in this wonderful Dr. Seuss story. You've also got print awareness, because on that Mr. Brown app, when you tap on Mr. Brown, the words Mr. Brown zoom up at you, and that's creating for that child the real, that's what teachers do in their classroom. They're putting up these words and labeling it, and for a young preschooler, that's wonderful. We call it print awareness.
Oh, the wonderful things Mr. Brown can do. He can go like a cow. He can go moo, moo. Mr. Brown can do it. How about you?
Well, I recently did an interview with the president of the Boston Public Library, and I thought she'd be dead set against technology like e-readers and such, but she actually feels that it does bring children into reading and that they eventually do go to, you know, what would you call it, a brick and mortar, a paper and a binder book. Do you find that kids are going from iPads to books?
I really do. I don't think the new generation is going to care so much how they're reading. It's providing opportunities for readers who are not necessarily linear thinkers, and maybe they want to pop from a video about the sun in the Bobo and the light to playing with mirrors and how mirrors reflect light and refraction can happen through an opaque ball, to reading about it, and to be able to access this information in different ways is a really interesting thing, and then going and finding more information in a book in your local library.
Well, so how does this work for you? You're the school librarian at the Emerson Elementary School in Berkeley, California, as we said, but you also have a blog. Do you provide these apps in the library now? Can you go and take out an app?
I think libraries are just starting to explore and see what the opportunities are. At Emerson, we have just gotten our first iPad. I also am part of the Cybils, that's C-Y-B-I-L-S, the Cybils Awards for Children and Young Adults. And we are bloggers who are evaluating book apps. It's the first year we're looking at book apps to see which book apps provide both a literary experience and something that children want to enjoy.
An interactive experience. Well, I'm glad to hear that you are going to have some of the iPads that children might use, because that was a concern of the Boston Public Library, that there are kids that aren't going to be able to do this. There are kids who don't have iPads at home. Some of the apps are free, but some do cost money, so they're not going to have that. There's an income inequality, and you'd hate to see, half of American kids growing up doing their reading on iPads and the other half not having access to it.
Yeah, I think it was very interesting reading some of the recent news reports about the app gap. And the finding that among low-income families, the number of children that had televisions in their bedroom was very high, and yet the number that had ever experienced or knew what an app was very low.
Well, and what about gender equality? Interesting. Here's the Nancy Drew Shadow Ranch. This app is set up like a game, a mystery to solve. Here's some of the music. Players can choose the path of the investigation. There's puzzles and games. And that's something that, I'm not saying that boys wouldn't enjoy that as well. They surely might, but it's, traditionally thought of as Nancy Drew was a girl's literary figure. We became interested in this because of a producer who was looking for something for a 10-year-old nephew who, wasn't into reading that much. Is there a gap between, boys and girls, or is there enough product for everybody?
I think in these early days of iPad app development, the gap is more that many, many picture books have been developed for both boys and girls. Many books for young adults are being put on electronic form, but there is not a lot out there for 10-year-olds. With Nancy Drew, I agree with you that it's more girls. I think Bobo has more appeal to the boys with that science aspect, but those two apps are unique in addressing that 10-year-old audience.
Mary Ann Scheuer, school librarian at the Emerson Elementary School in Berkeley, California. She also has a blog, Great Kid Books. We'll link at hereandnow.org. Mary Ann, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Robin. I really appreciated the chance to come on.